him. He was a member of my group of friends. He was known as a nerd, shy and reserved, but very respectful. I agreed for a ride home. It wasn't late. He stopped the car in an isolated parking area. He locked all the doors. He was a beast with a fierce gaze. I pushed him away when he tried to kiss me. I screamed, but he kept getting more violent. His body was blocking mine. He raped me. And what I remember is that I had my voice broken by tears. He didn't feel pity, neither before nor after he left me in front of my house, bent over in pain and shameful. I was wearing a pair of trousers and a blouse with flower print.